response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. Craig Breslow just wrapping up. A lot to cover here in what he had to say. There was an interesting moment when he was talking about Marcelo Meyer. Did you catch this, Joe? Where he's talking about Meyer. And he almost slipped back into saying Meyer's a big part of what, he almost said what we want to do. Or a big part of our, and then he goes, or was a big part of us. And, you know, now it'll be a big part of the Giants, of course, which kind of crazy that the Giants now have Devers and Meyer over there on that side of the infield.
I don't think those two ever synced up last year. I think before Meyer got called up, Devers was traded away.
Sounds right. Sounds about right. Couple of real clubhouse guys there, those two. couple of teammates that you always want to have around, certainly with the younger ones. I also, with the Meyer thing, keep thinking about how this past offseason, and they didn't want to give up Meyer. They didn't want to give Meyer to the Diamondbacks for Marte. And maybe it would have taken more than that, and maybe there was more to the report, but I remember that being a sticking point. And just like Jaron Duran is too much to give up for Dylan Cease last year, here we are, you know, another one of those woulda, coulda, shouldas. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate when you miss out on potential deals like that because you're not willing to go the full bore. It's unfortunate when you draw a line in the sand and that line in the sand ends up being whatever it is, you know, like it sometimes just seems so insignificant. Marcelo Meyer, you could add Ketel Marte, and now instead you trade him for a big lefty reliever who can't throw strikes. And I know I'm being kind of mean to this new guy, and I shouldn't because he's humongous. He's like the size of a grizzly bear, this guy. He's unbelievable. But, you know, the numbers are what they are. 28 years old. He has a very high walk rate, does have good stuff. And the reason why I'm not freaking out about that so much either is because I think a pitcher comes here and this organization can whip him into shape. I do believe that. Just like I believe they have a pretty good factory of, you know, pitching development coming up through the minor leagues and at the major league level for that matter, where they've had to get up to speed very quickly a series of young pitchers over the last two seasons. And I named them earlier, but I mean, you know, Dobbins, Fitz, Toley, Early, Harrison, etc. Like, those guys had to do a crash course when they got here from the minor leagues to the major leagues, and they all did okay. And I don't know if that's all because of the team, but it just, you know, you notice patterns like that, and you assume that that's something this organization can handle. And that's sort of where I am with all that right now, which is also why I'm not too concerned about them trading away their pitching prospects.
They trust the pipeline, man.
They do. And I trust the pipeline, too, at this point. We'll play more of what Craig Breslow had to say. We'll react to some more of that. But a lot of you waiting patiently here to react to this, so let's continue with your phone calls, and we'll start with Johnny in Brooklyn. He's been waiting a long time. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Arcand. Thanks for the call, man. Listen, I am as far away from being a baseball general manager as they come. So, okay, my thoughts with a grain of salt. I just, you know, look at the team that just swept the Dodgers, Monasterio, Sogard, Siegler. And to me, it's like, stars usually win championships, and I would have come into this trade deadline hoping that the Red Sox could have gotten an all-star player. And, you know, I don't know. It doesn't look like they did, but I want to get your thoughts all together. You know, what's your grade for the trade deadline? And thanks so much for taking the call, man.
You got it, Johnny. I would say for the Rutschman trade, I give him a B+. For the Meyer trade, I give him a B-. The Mead trade, I liked at the time. But, I don't know, you're asking me today what I think about it? Obviously, I don't love it. But I thought at the time it was like a B-plus trade, too. So I'd say, you know, solid B+. I may even go A-. And really, it's not even so much about the individual moves and the individual players and whether or not you gave up the amount of value that was right for those players. Like, that's part of it, sure. But really, what the high grades for me is them doing things that were uncomfortable, which Breslow also talked about. We'll get some of that audio for you, too. Talking about his comfort level, the organization in general going outside of their comfort level to land this trade, to put a bunch of prospects together like this and bring in a guy at the deadline, not in the offseason, at the deadline, and to pay that deadline tax and to do it for a guy that is a name people know. There's a tax usually for that. And let's also remember that Breslow was going to be getting taxed here regardless because other teams knew how desperate he was. The Yankees and the Red Sox both wanted Rutschman. And I think the Orioles played this pretty well because the Yankees wanted him, and the Yankees are scary, right? They're the Yankees. They're going to get their guy. But the Red Sox were more desperate than the Yankees to add a bat because they had already tried to and whiffed. So you had a feeling that if you wanted to push it over the, you know, the goal line here with the Red Sox, you would be more likely to squeeze an extra whatever out of that, extra prospect, cash consideration, whatever the hell it is. Carlos Narvaez, I don't know what the throw-in was, but you're more likely to get that from the Red Sox than the Yankees, and the Orioles knew that, and the Red Sox ended up having to pay that extra tax for that too. So I think you got taxed three ways. Typical Massachusetts, right? You got taxed three extra ways here for Breslow. You had the deadline tax. You have the tax of it being like a known name, even though he's not having a great season. Rutschman is a name that people certainly know. And Craig Breslow was already behind the eight ball because of the Mead injury. So there you go. There's three ways right there that other GMs and the rest of the league was going to look at Breslow and the Red Sox and say, hello, lunch. Let's eat this guy alive. And instead of backing away from it, instead of sitting on his hands and, you know, turtling from those kind of odds, he went right in and made the deal. And I give that an A-. I think that took some courage. I do. And I think it took more than it would take to just say, nope, that's too many prospects. I'm not going to do it. We'll be fine this year with Connor Wong and Carlos Narvaez. I think it took courage to make this trade today, especially considering it's not the most natural thing in the world for Craig Breslow or this front office and ownership group to be doing. And maybe that's, you know, damning with faint praise, but that's how I feel about it.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
617-779-7937. How about Rick in Salem? Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Kristen.
Yes.
Rushman's a huge upgrade.
Definitely.
This kid's a good player. He's young still. He's been nicked up a little bit over the last couple of years. He's a huge, huge upgrade. He's a hell of a catcher. And I'm very, very happy. Prospects mean nothing. Let me get to Meyer. Ready? Meyer was, now listen, this guy's been nothing but a nagging injury since he's come through the system. It's like he could care less. He got that bonus money when he signed, that $6 million and something. It's like he don't put in the work. Demi Siegler even over him all day long. At least this guy plays with passion. I am so glad that they got Meyer out of here. Give me the left-hander all day long, Christian, over him. I couldn't stand him.
Thank you, Rick. Oh, sorry, Rick. I thought you were done. Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you. And I think the team agreed with you, too. I think the team was all done with Marcelo Meyer. And I do think it's unusual for a team to give up on a young guy that they drafted high and who has really only had not even a full season of service time yet, right? I don't think he hit that.
I think he just passed the calendar year because he was called up.
Has he played 162 career games?
I don't think he's played in 162, but okay. I know he's been a major leaguer.
For a calendar season, I see what you're saying. For a calendar year. And maybe he's like right around that. I don't know exactly. I have to look it up. But whatever. Either way, you're talking about a guy who's either not yet or just completed one full season of playing in the majors. Usually guys like that get a little more time, unless there's something else going on. I mean, I can tell you I know what was going on or anything at all. I can tell you that there's a lot of rumors. There's been a lot of whispers. And if he was producing on the field, those whispers and rumors would mean literally nothing. They would not be, we wouldn't talk about them. They would have no bearing on anything. People would be saying, whatever he's doing, keep on doing it, kid, because it seems to be working for you. But it was the opposite of that.
114 career games.
114, not even a full season. Okay? Not even a full major league season's worth of games and at bats.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, at, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.